Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your home, your automobile, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great, powerful gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the change in your life, a real change that will last for a lifetime. Lord has blessed Sister Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great Holy Ghost power. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel. Praise our God. Here, amen, on the broadcast. Praise the Lord. We know the Canary virus got the jails and prison closed. Praise God. Those just incarcerated, write our ministry. Amen. So they'll be glad to read your letter here on the broadcast. Praise God. Amen. We have this powerful message. We're going to continue it into the month, the next month of October. But this is the end of September. But we're going into October with it. Praise the Lord. When October get here. Amen. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Now, we talked about this month, how you got to get the world up. Abraham had to give up. God told him to leave his family, his kindred, it's all of that. Leave it behind. Now, with Abraham, he believed God by leaving his country. But, amen, he took Lot with him. He took some with him. Praise God. You got to give it all up. You hear me? Give it all up. Glory to God. To follow Jesus. Glory to God. You can't serve God loving the world. We're living in an age. So many Christians are compromising. Going back, picking up things of Egypt, trying to justify it. Amen. But in order to have the power of God, to have power to crush the devil under your feet, you got to get the world up. Give it all up. Get rid of those items, them cursed items. Give it up. Glory to God. Anything that make you think of the devil, give it up. Give it all up and follow Jesus. Like I said, them sanctified people years ago, when you saw them downtown, you know they were sanctified because of their uniform. They had their, amen, sanctified garment on. Amen. You know they were a child of God because they were looking holy on the outside. But in our day, 2020, you got so many Christians. You can't tell them whether they're saved or not. And you got some that look holy, that dress like the holy on the outside and full of the devil on the inside. And that's not right. But I want to let you know, when the Lord save you and sanctify you on the inside, your outside will change. That's what we talked about. And it will. When folks don't change the outside, that's because the inside ain't right. Glory to God. And people need to understand and know that. Amen. There's too many hypocrites. Amen. That's why some folks don't want to speak to me. Glory to God. Amen. Because I'm a sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire burning preacher. Glory to God. Amen. I came from the old school. Praise God. And I preach holiness. Praise the Lord. You got to want to be saved to want to, amen, talk to me. And want to be saved to talk to me. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, hypocrite. Well, go the other way. Praise the Lord. Because they know they're not living right. Glory to God.
Amen. And you can't go to heaven being a hypocrite. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. Because I preach, I live what I preach. Praise God. I preach holiness, I live it. Because I want to go back with Jesus when he comes. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. Amen. No crook going to heaven. I know that. Praise God. God. You got to live right to make it to the kingdom. Praise the Lord. It's time for holiness. Now, Abram, he took Lot with him. Amen. Going on. And Lot gave him trouble. Amen. You mess with the devil, he going to give you trouble. You hear me? Praise God. So many Christians can't live right because he won't let the devil alone. Praise God. Talking about you saved. Amen. And then can't live right. Amen. And acting like the world. Amen. Oh, attitude. Rolling your eyes. Amen. The devil is in you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Got wind in his jaws. Call the devil in you. Praise God. But it's time to be like Jesus. Amen. Jesus was like the lamb. Meek and lowly. We sang the songs of the devil to be like Jesus. How I long to be like him. Amen. So meek and lowly. So humble and holy. Praise our God. That's Jesus. Praise the Lord. But some folk talk about they saved and got over attitude. That's because they ain't got it right. Glory to God. You need to go back to the altar and get it again. Praise the Lord. Because you sure ain't going to heaven with no attitude. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did that Bible say? Let's go to Genesis. Praise God. Amen. 17:1 said, Velvet. What did it say?
Amen.
Glory to God. But it's time to be holy. It's time to live right. Glory to God. Amen.
And when Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
You heard what God told Abraham? I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Glory to God.
I will make my covenant between me and thee.
Amen. You
and
see?
And will multiply thee exceedingly.
God wants us to live right. You hear me? Live right. Amen. So many Christians talk about they can't live right. That's because they ain't got it right. That's why you can't live right, because you ain't got it right. Amen. Preachers talking about, amen, well, you are a saved son. That's because they're not saved themselves. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Letting them devils preach to you. Shame on you. And you know better. Amen. Glory to God. Shame on you. Amen. I ain't going to let no devil talk to me. Praise our God. You need to go back to the altar and get it like the Bible said. If you want to, amen, preach to me, you better have the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost don't talk like that. Talking about we are saved sinner. Praise the Lord. And all that stuff. Talking about, amen, you want to sin with the Holy Ghost. Lying devil. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. When Christ comes in you, sin goes out. You hear me? That devil goes out when Jesus moves in. Hanamahanda. Hinamahaya. When the Lord sanctifies you through the blood. Amen. That devil is going out. You hear me? Glory to God. And as Paul said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. Praise God. Amen. I live right. Amen. On the job, I live right. Walking down the street, I live right. In the stores, I live right. In the jails and prisons, I live right. Everywhere I go, I live right. You hear me? God wants 24-hour Christians. Praise God. Not just Sunday morning. Not just prayer meeting Christians. But 24 hours. Praise our God. You got to live right. Amen. When you're sanctified, you'll live right. Amen. Ain't no hypocrite going to heaven. Praise our God. Oh, hypocrite trying to preach. Amen. Somebody need to preach to you. Hypocrite. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. It's time to be real for God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. God's preacher will preach like I preach. You hear me? Because they're living right. Glory to God. Hanamahanda. Hinamahaya. Hanamashanda. Glory to God. Amen. God told Abraham, be perfect. You hear me? Live right. God wants holiness. My mother used to love to say, walk in my house before the Lord with a perfect heart. Amen. Glory to God. That's what she said. Praise the Lord. Amen. My mom was sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. I'm telling you, I got sanctified when I was 13 years old. Amen. And I was ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, so I can live right. Glory to God. That's why I can live right from January to December, year after year, enjoying Jesus. Praise the God. Sing the song, I'm enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Ever since I found him, my soul been mighty happy enjoying Jesus. We're going to pick it up in October. Lord's will, Sir Velvet. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. Because it's time for holiness. Time out for stop for playing church. It's time to be real for God. You hear me? Time for the preacher to get saved like they ought to. Get sanctified like they ought to. So they can live right. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Praise our God. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. Stop playing with God. Amen. And start being real for the Lord. So you can be able to make heaven your home. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank God for the real word of God. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Well, glory to God. Lord, I want you to heal the sick. Lord Jesus, stretch forth your nail scar and of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Praise our God. Amen. Let them know Jesus will bring forth a change in their life. He won't be the same anymore. Bind that devil. Set the people free. Immunize the people of God. Amen. From the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Keep their bodies well. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, hallelujah. The song said there is no secret, hallelujah, what my God can do. What he does for others, he will do the same thing for you. So no matter what you're dealing with, the Lord can deliver you from the hallelujah. You believe that message, that prayer, the homes that's preaching, and that prayer he prayed, hallelujah. Your Lord can work in your life and make you the way he needs you to be. So keep on thinking and keep on praising and keep on seeking him until you become the way the Lord needs you to be. Because we all need the Lord this day and time. Though behind prison bars, we love you. God loves you. I want you to hang on in there and have hope. Because there is nothing that God cannot do. He can work anything out for you. Though behind those in the free world, think of your prayers in support of our ministry. You also can call for prayer and cancel it because the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to receive that message, hallelujah, because God can work out anything in your life. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sir Velvet and I do ministry. Soon as we get the green light, we'll be able to go back into the jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do, to minister to those that are behind prison bars. Amen. Because it takes the Lord to change lives. Amen. It takes God to change lives. Amen. So much evil is going on in our land. But it takes Jesus to change lives. Praise God. And it takes the power of God. So pray for us. We will pray for you. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.